steal. Start Mishnah again, Daf Tes here. Mishnah says here, Oilas Oif, you bring the carbon Oilas Oif, so Moilum Bo Meshuk Tishu. Soon if you mark the shit, it has Nisamila, like Kodesh is a Kudushas Aguf, so if you have Hanor from a Jovi Nisamila. Nimloko, once the Kohen makes the Malika, Hukshu Ali Posta with Fuyoim. After the Malika, then the Bosser, or the gets a Shem Bosser, then now if a Tfuyoim touches it, it becomes possible. We're also in Mechusa Kippurim. The Tfuyoim is somebody who was telling me he went to the mikveh that day, but didn't become evening yet. We're also in Mechusa Kippurim was like a Yoledes or a Metzorah, that even though they became Torah from the mikveh, but they didn't bring a korban yet. So, if Lachah by Kachim, if they touch Kachim, they make it a possible. Uva Lina, who had in this episode Lina on it now also, if the dam is left till the night time, becomes possible. What's going to be now mitzu dama? Let's say you make a mitzu dam. Mitzu dama chayov molo mishum pigel. Mitzu dam, that's the zrika you do by oil asayif, that you take the oif and you squeeze it against the mishbeach, that's its zrika. So then, if you made a machshavas pigel, it's chal pigel. Chayov molo mishum pigel, because that's its zrika by oil asayif. Then it could become nice of the basar, or else for tummy, it's a kohen mitzvah. When it's tummy, we chayiv mitzvah for it. Or moyelum bo achetes lebeis adeshin. There's nisa mila upon this erlas oif, since the whole thing is supposed to be burnt, so there's still nisa mila on it, and no part becomes mutter, until you take it out lebeis adeshin. So lebeis adeshin, that means when they make the truma adeshin in the morning, they take it outside to lebeis adeshin. So Rashi says like, the chiva and the kula call, since the whole thing is burnt, there's no head to lakanim, so there's always nisa mila until it's burnt up completely, and then you take from its ashes, you take a true mesadeshin. Like the pasuk says, the eru mesadeshin, then v'shuva, she says, kiva and shenas the mitzvah, say melon bro. Once you do the mitzvah of true mesadeshin, then there's no mu'isa mila on the ashes. So that's called Rashi Teitz lebesadeshin. Now the most of what's going to be by Torah Hanesrofim, Musirim Hanesrofim. Those are Achatis HaPnim, that you bring it for these special Chatoim, which is Kodesh Kedoshim, but in these there's no Heter for a Kohen to eat it. But after Kabbalah Saddam, he's supposed to burn the Bosa. So Lachu is Moilim Bo Meshuk Tishu, as soon as you mark Mishta Beina, it has Nisa Mila on it. Nishkato, when they make a Shchita on it, Hoch Shulis, so then the Bosa gets a Shem Bosa on it, that it could become possible with Tfuyim. If Tfuyim touches it, it becomes possible. Or when Mechus Sekipurim, or as Mechus Sekipurim touches it, or Valina and the Dam can have a Psalina. Who's the Dama? Once you make the Zrika as a Dam, then Chayof Molei Mishon Pigla, the Adam Achshav is Pigla, it's Chal Pigla then by the Zrika, who are then the Bosa then could become Nois of a Tomei. Or Moilom Ben, the Beis Adeshin, you have a Nisa Mila on it by the Beis Adeshin. Here the Locher is, these Purim and its Rofim, you don't burn them on the Mizbeach, but you take them outside to the Beis Adeshin and burn it there. So even while it's burning, there's still a Nisa Mila on the Bosa, and Sheyutach HaBosa, until the Bosa is burnt up completely. Rashi says that Sheyistachal HaBosa, until the Bosa is burnt up completely. Shenasa Eifer, that's called the Tzvosan, then there's no more Mila. What about Ha'oila, a regular Korban Oila? Is Merlin Bo Meshukish, as soon as you make the shit, it has Chal Nisa Mila on it. Nishchata, when you make a Shchita, Hochshu, same thing, lifts up it for Yoim, or Lechus HaGipurim, Ubalina, the Dam can have a Psalina. But in Israel, Dom, as soon as you make a Zrika as a Dam, then it could be Chayov Olem Hashem Pigol, if you had a Machshav as Pigol, Nois of a Tomei, and V'yein Merlin Bioris. Here by Korban Oil, again, the Bosser always has an Issa Mila on it, because it's not Mutatit, but the skin of it, since that goes to the Kahanim, there's no Issa Mila on the skin after you skin it. Avo Merlin the Bosser, but on the Bosser, the Korban Oil is an Issa Mila, Achetes Lebeit Adeshin. Then the same thing, until you burn it completely, then you take off the true Mesadeshin, that's called Nasa Mitzvosan, that's when the Yisamila goes off. What's going to be the regular Korban Chattis, V'yoshem, V'zivche Shal Mitzibor, that's the Shlomim that's brought on Shavuos, these are all called Kodesh Kadoshim. The same thing, Moilim Ben Meshuk Tishu, as soon as you mark the shit, it's Chal Nisamila, you can't have enough from it. And if you do, you have being a Korban Oshem Milas. Nishchato, when you make a Shchitu on these behemoths, on these Kabonis, Hoch Shul Lissa B'tfuyim V'chus Kippurim, then the Bosa becomes kosher, that if it's full yam touched, it becomes possible in the Chus Kippurim. Ubalina, the dam has a psalina on it. Nizrak Doma, if you left the dam till night time. Now what's going to be if you made a kosher as Rika Nizrak Doma? Then Chiyov Malei Mishon Pigol, Neis of a Tami. And ain't moilim b'basar, there's no way similar. Once you make a zrika of these kabonis, since it's chal heter achilu, the kahanim can eat from the basar, so as soon as you make a zrika, the yisimila goes off, like we had before machlekes in, to heter zrika, or heter shchita, or heter achila. But once it becomes like mutter, then the yisimila goes off. Avo moilim b'merehim, but the emurim, the fat of the korb, these chattis and oshrim, you have to still burn. So there is nisimila, achiyos lebeis adeshin. Again, until you make the beis adeshin means until you make the trumas adeshin. Now, what about the shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos? Is also moilim b'meshukish. As soon as you makdish the flour, it has nisimila on it. Karmel b'tana, once you bake it in the tana, it becomes brown. Hukshuli posel b'tful yom. Then it becomes roi, that if a tful yom touches it, it becomes posel, it becomes like tamei. When the chusik purim touches it. What's going to be now? The lishchet aleim is a zevach. The halacha is by on Shavuos, you have to bring the shnei kvasim that you shech them and then mekadesh the shtei halechem. But you're supposed to only shech them when you already have the shtei halechem baked. So once it's ready karmel paner, once it's ready brown in the oven, that's called they're finished already. And then it's kosher to make the shchita on the kvasim to be mekadesh the shtei halechem. Nizrak dom shekvasim. Let's say the Kana made this rikas adam for this shnei kvasim. Then chayov malei mishum pigul neisav tamei. Or even bichal pigul on the lechem. If you have machshavas pigul on the korban, it's chal pigul both on the korban and the shtei lechem. But v'yein b'mila, there's no wisamila anymore on the lechem upon him, because once you make this rikalai, it's mutatit, the kana malarit from the lechem upon him. Therefore, once it's chal heter achila, the yisamila goes off. What about now? Lechem upon him, that's brought every Shabbos, the 12 lechems, is moilim bo meshukdashu. Again, as soon as you mark the shit, it has a nisamila on it. Karmel b'tanim, when they bake it in the oven, it becomes brown on top. Hochshu lifta b'tfuyom v'chus kipurim. Only he saw there agav yashurchan. Now it's fit to put these lechems on the shulchan. Six on one side, six on the other side. Korvu habzichim, then the mitzvah is to be marked with the bzichim. Those are two plates that they have on top of each side of the lechem, and inside the plate, like the cup, is the levina. And that is supposed to burn on Shabbos, that's like Krova. So, once you put on the Shulchan, now, Krova B'zichin, if you mark with the B'zichin, Chayov Ma all of Mishum Pigel. Like burning the B'zichin, that's like the matir of the shtel of the Lechem upon him. And therefore, if Shas, you burn the B'zichin, you have a mind to eat it, tomorrow the Lechem upon him, so you make it into Pigel. Who are the nice of it? Left over till tomorrow becomes nice of a tummy. If the Kohen's tummy needs it, it's Chayav Misa. And the yain by mila, like once you makriv the bezichin, then it's chal hetef at the kadam teeth from the lechem upon him, and therefore there's no more isa mila. Ha menachas regular mincha moilim behem mishukdishu. As soon as you makdish the flour and the oil, it's chal nisa mila. Kitshu bekli, when you put the mincha into a kli shor as it gets kedushas aguf, then hochshu li pasal b'tful yom uv mechus kapurim. Then if a tful yom mechus kapurim touches it, it becomes pasal. Overlean, if you leave it overnight, it becomes possible. Korov ha-klemitz, once you burn the kemitzah, you mark of it, so then chayov mola mishum pigul neiser v'tamei, then it could be chal pigul and neiser on the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha. If you had a machshav b'shas the kemitzah, or b'shas the avoidus of the mincha, and it's chal then, b'shas you make daktor when you burn the kemitzah. That's when it could be chal pigul, and then what then? It could be chal then, neiser v'tamei. V'yein moilim b'shirayim, but once you burn the kemitza, then the malet chal heter the kahanim kriit from the shirayim. So therefore, the yisamila goes off. Avo moilim b'kaimitz, but the kaimitz, the handful that is supposed to burn on the mizbeach, so that's still called kachi Hashem. Therefore, there's still nisamila on that. Again, achiyetz lebeis adeshin until after it's burnt up. And you take off the trumas adeshin, that's called nasa mitzvoson. Once you do its mitzvah, then the yisamila goes off. Now the Gemara says, it may learn like this, hanena me'efer tapuach. Let's say somebody has anor from the ashes that's on the pile on top of the mizbeach. That's called me'efer tapuach, from the ashes of the pile shagavia mizbeach. The puach is used to bunch together all the ashes there. The Rashi says, me'efer tapuach means hainu li'achash herim trumas adeshin. Like every morning they used to take off the trumas adeshin a shovelful of the ashes that were burnt, so then the left of it is called the Eifer HaTepuach. So Shalruz, is there still nisamila on that or not? So if you nene from the Eifer at the Puach, so Rav Vama ain't Merlin, but Rav wants to know, Elohua, since she made the Truma Sedeshin already, so there's no more Issa Mila on the Eifer. For Rav Yechon and Noma, no Merlin, but there's still an Issa Mila on the Eifer. If you have a no from those issues, you'll be over with the Issa Mila. So Mer says like this, Lefnei Truma Sedeshin, if you didn't make the Truma in the morning yet, the Kohen didn't take a shovelful out of this, so then Kuli Amalek Pliga the Merlin, but like it says in our Mishnah, that even though you burnt up the kachim, but the ash you still have an issa mila until you do the mitzvah truma sedeshin. So before the kohen took out a shovel full of the ash, take it outside to burn it outside the base of Migdash, so then pshita you have an issa mila. Keep pligi with the machlekes liyachat truma sedeshin. If they made the truma sedeshin, they took the shovel full out. And mashma, they didn't take it outside yet. They just took the shovelful of the Truma Sedeshin off the Mizbeach. So Rav holds a Merlin boy. Right away, there's no Mizamila on the rest of the issues. Why? Harei Nasa Mitzvasai. Since you did the Truma Sedeshin, you took off a shovelful off the issues, so that's already called, you finished the Mitzvah, and the rest of the Eifer has no more Mila. For Rabbi Yechonon Amar, no. Kiva Nechsir, since the Pasuk says, the law of Ashakai Midebad, that says even if you take off the Truma Sedeshin, where Rashi explains, you take a shovelful, and you put it down on the side of the Mizderich, then you have to go change your clothing, the Kohen, and put on different big dekuna, and carry it outside to the Makim of the Deshin, which was outside the base of Migdash. As in the Pasuk says, when you carry it outside, the Kohen has to wear the Godim, it says, the law of Ashakai Midebad, so Kivun the Tzor of the big dekuna, since the Kohen still has to wear big dekuna when he's carrying outside the Sefer, it's like the Eifer still has this Kedusha. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not really considered like you finished the mitzvah of the Truma Sedeshin. So therefore, the Issa Mila is still there. Rashi said that Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan Tzor, Kivun the high hoy Tzor is Eifer Tepuach, Tzor big dekuna, when you carry out the issues outside, it's left with a big dekuna. The who will love the God of Macherim, that he has to change his clothing just means other big dekuna. They're not as choshev as the first pair, but it's still big dekuna. Therefore, it's still called the source of the issues, and you have to be moilambo according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, until you take the issues out to the Truma Sedeshin, they're still nisimila. It's only after the issues come outside, that's when the nisimila goes off. The cold zaman that's on the Mizbeach or inside, the Yisamil does not go off. That's a Yechlin Shita. So Mora says, now let's see, Tam, learned in our Mishnah, Moilin, boy, the Mishnah says all these cases, by the Erla Seif, that even after you burn the Yerl, there's still Nisamil, it says, Achetetze Lebeis Adeshin. There's Nisamil until you take it out to the Beis Adeshin. It's a Lechura Kasha Lerav. It's a Mash, even though you made the Trumas Adeshin, you took out the Shavafol, but as long as you didn't take it outside the base of Migdash to the Mokum of the Deshin outside, still Nisimila. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Kashan Rav. So Mora says, no, I'll tell you, Kash Rav, Omalach Rav, Rav would answer, what the Mishnah just means to say is that Shetir in the base of Deshin. Just means once it's fit to be taken out. Meaning to say, as long as you made a Maisa of a Trumas Deshin, as long as you took the shovelful out from the ashes on top of the Mizbeach, that's allowed not to take off the Issa Mila. The Rashi says, Tanan, it says, Merlin bo achetet lebeis adeshin, mash mashafa pishinitrim, even if it took off the truma, but still there's an Issa Mila, until your mamish take the offer outside the Beis HaMikdash. So when it says, according to Rav, the Mishnah means, achetira, mitainu ad haromis truma tadeshin, avalacha shetorim, that's all it means, once you make the truma, avalacha shetorim truma tadeshin, oisei hanishor, the ashes that are still left over inside, rove oimid loy tzoras adeshin. They're oimid to be taken out whenever you want. So therefore, since they're oimid to be taken out, there's no more isamila. That's the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav, the isamila goes off as soon as you make the mice of the truma adeshin. You take off a shovelful from this pile of ashes. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, the isamila still remains on the ashes until you take the ashes outside the Beis HaMikdash. Other more says meisvei. I have a question like this. It says, there's a Gemara in Zvachim, that v'kulon shepokoku megabi mizbeach, all these things that came off the mizbeach, the din is lo yachzik. You have to put it back on again. So Rashi says this goes on, and Moritz Vachem talks about that there are certain things that you put up, you take down. And that's the Botzer Kotchikot on the Botzer of the Kotchikadoshim, that's Hatzemer. If you have just a hair, the wool of the Rosh HaKvosim, or else the beard of the Tiyoshim, the goats, or else it's almost just bones and just Gidim, or just the hooves, or the Tlofim, so when they're still attached to the Botzer, you're allowed to bring it and burn it on the Mizbech. They have to be separated, just have a bone by itself, the din is then, you don't put on top of the Mizbech. Now all these things, if you put them on top of the Mizbech, and then it came off, Agam Mizbech, so let's say you put up a behemoth there, but then just the bone came off, so the din is just on the bone itself, you don't put it back up again. It's lo yachsev yein b'mil, it's no isamila. So it says again, the kulon shapak, all these things that you're not supposed to put up there by itself, if they come off the Mizbech, it's lo yachsev, you're not supposed to put it back up again. And therefore, then there's no isamila, since it's not supposed to be burnt anymore, there's no isamila on it. The same thing it says there, gecheles. If we have a coal, toshna means the coals of the burnt up carbonus, shepoka miagabim, that came off the Mizbech, if loyachs, you don't have to put it up again. If it came off the Mizbech on the floor, you don't have to put it up again. Rashi says, v'chein gecheles shepoka miagabim, v'loyamar is not talking about not the gecheles of the Imurim itself. We're not talking about a piece of the Imurim that came off. Because that, for sure, you do have to put back again. It means a piece of gecheles, a coal, from just the wood of the Maroch of the Mizbech. Now we say, once it came off the Mizbech, you don't have to put it back up again. So the diak is, so now it's mashma ho'agabia Mizbech, if this coals just came off the Maroch of the fireplace, but it's still on top of the Mizbech, on the side of the Mizbech, then yachser, then you still should return it. And mashma then there'll still be nisimilu on it. Right? Rashi says here, Yachzer, that's the Midakar Daika, the Yachzer, Mashma Demoilim Boy. So Rashi says, since this Mashma just came off on the Mizbech itself, on top there, you're supposed to put it back, Mashma stole Nisimila. Afil Liyacha Trumas, even after you made a Trumas Adeshin. Because here, while we're talking, well, you made a Trumas Adeshin already. Here, so it's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan that they stole Nisimila. Even though you made a Trumas Adeshin, but the ashes on top of the Mizbech still has Nisimila on it. Because here it's mashma, those ashes, that coals, as long as on top of the Mizbech, you should put it back again. So Mora says, Bishlei Malu Rabbi Yechon Anicha. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's very good. Why should you put it back on again? Because since there's an Isamila still, so maybe you should still put it back on the Mizbech. Elo, the Rav, he learns, no, once you make a true Masadeshin, there's no more Isamila on the ashes. It's so kasha, so the Kedusha goes off the ashes. So now if this coal came off the fireplace, even though it's on top of the Mizbech, why should you put it back on again? There's no more mitzvah to have it burnt anymore. So my answer is no. Omolach Rav can answer, Shani Gecheles. I'll tell you, a coal that has some substance to it is different. Yispe Mashosha still has some substance to it. So since it has some substance, Mashosha, therefore there is a mitzvah still to burn it. And therefore, Enochnami, on this talk, you would also agree there would still be Nisamila. He only says on ashes. Ashes is not fit to be burnt anymore, therefore the Issa Mila goes off. Rashi says, Mishum Hochi, Chashibu Lachziru Moilim Bo. Afilu even after Trumas Adeshin. Avo Deshin, but just ashes, the Lespe Mashah has no substance to it, then Lespe Mila. Then it could be like Rav holds, that once you make the mites of the Trumas Adeshin, there's no more Issa Mila on the leftover ashes. And he could yom something like this. He could yom a law, Lahach Yis like this. The Diga the Kash is like this. Taima mishum gecheles yispe mashasha mashme, when these coals come off the fireplace on top of the Mizbech, the reason why you put it back only is because it has mashasha, it has some substance to it. Mashme ha'efer, mashme only some ashes would come off, the lespe mashasha has no substance to it. Mashme afil legami Mizbech ein moilim boy. Mashme, even though it's on top of the Mizbech, there'll be no mitzvah to put it back on and get to burn it. Why? Because the kedusha went off, and there'll be no Isamila. So even though the ashes are still on the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash, you see there's no more Isamila. So Bishleim on the Rav Nicha, Bishleim according to Rav, it's very good. You could at least say it's talking about where you made a Trumas Adeshin already. So once you make a Trumas Adeshin, the leftover ashes have no more Isamila. So it's good, why don't you have to put it back and burn it? Elo, though, the Rav Yechon and Kasha. According to Rabbi Yochan, he says, calls them on the yeshus on the mizbeach. There's an isamilu on it, so even though it came off, why don't you have to put it back again? So when it says, Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, he'll say, yes, who adin it could be dafilu efer. Even if ashes would come off the mizbeach, you still have to put it back on again. So what does it say coals for? For high no time with the tonic gechelash, you know why it says dafka coal is cause the Lashmir is going to teach us like this. The afilu gachelis, even a coal, that yispei mashoshes, has some substance to it. You should know, ki pokam yagabi ha-mizbech, if it falls off the mizbech altogether on the floor, then the din is lo yachzer, then you don't have to return it. That's the chiddush. When do you have to return it? Only if it's on top of the mizbech. And then the chanami, on top of the mizbech, even ashes, you would return, because even ashes has a nistamila. Just the chiddush is, though, that even coals, if they fall off the mizbech altogether, then you don't have to put it back up again. Mashma, the mitzvah sreifa was done already on it, there would be no inyan to put it back up again. So if there's no kasha, not on Rav, not on the Biyochan, they both could answer according to their shita. Now the Gemara says, Itma was done like this. Itma hanener mi bosa kot shikadoshim. Lefnei zrikas dam. Let's say somebody has hano from the meat of kodesh kadoshim before you make the zrikas damim. So I said, there is a nista mila, like our Mishnah says, once you makdish the behemra, there's a nista mila, and the nista mila only goes off after zrika. But here, before zrika, the nista mila does not go off. So if you had a no from the boss of Kodesh Kodesh of Nei Zrika Damim, so if you over nista mila, you have to bring a korban and a keren v'chemish. Who did if you had a no from the emure kachim kalim, liyach Zrika Damim, after you made the zrikas dam by a kachim kalim, the locher is then the yisamilas chal upon the imun, the water has to be burnt. So let's say we have hanor, the kitsa from a korban. So what's the locher now? What do you do with the keren chemish? You have to pay back the hegdish how much money you had hanor, how much hanor you had, how much worth it is, and another fifth. So what do you do with that chemish and the keren? So Rav Amar Rav says, ma shenena yiplu nedova. The money you have, you should give it l'nadava, to buy a korban seed, but to buy nadava. That's what you should do with the keren v'chemish of a korban. Rashi says, Rav Amar Mashenena Kloimar, keren v'chemish chayav d'shalim b'shvil Mashenena yiplu l'nadava l'korban seba. The chayav namel ovi yosher milus, and chayav milus also bring a korban yosher milus. The chapel by v'shvil shemol. So that's what Rav holds. Whenever you have anor from hegdish of a korban, you have to put the keren v'chemish into the pushka to buy on the davis. For Levi, and Levi says no, yovi davis shekulu l'mizbeach. Since you had a no from the korban itself, you have to now, with the money, buy something that those things is burnt. And we'll soon see what that means. That means Rashi says the keteris. You have to buy keteris that those things is burnt. So Mura says, first of all, Tanya kavosad Levi, bring your riot to Levi. It says, Mila zu lechen aleches, if you moil, you have a no from a korban, what do you have to do with your money? It says, Halameid mufechachom, the one that's torn of anachachomim, they said, Yovi dava shakulam mizbeach, buy something with it that the whole thing is put on the mizbeach. And my new, what is that keteris? Buy the keteris. Lit is a korban, there's dam, there's other things that doesn't go on, that's not completely burnt. But the keteris is completely burnt on the mizbeach, that's what you should bring for with the korb, with the keren v'chemish. Now, Tanya Gavos the Rav, I'll bring you proof to Rav also. It says, Hanene medmechatis. Somebody has hanor from the demechatis. It means you had a chiyuv to bring a korban chatis, and you set aside money. You set aside money for korban chatis. Or adinu medmei oshem. You set aside money to bring a korban oshem, and somebody had hanor from the money. He was moil. So you have to pay back a keren b'chemish. So it's like this. Ach lekorban chatos. If you didn't bring your korban chatis yet, so then Yosef, v'yov v'chatosei, in order to do with this money, you have to bring, put that money onto the money, added to the money you have set aside to buy a chatos, and buy a big chatos. Like that money could be used to buy a korban. So you see, you don't have to use the money to buy a keteris, but you could use it to buy a korban. What's going to be, and who didn't v'yach l'korban ha-shamay, if you didn't bring a korban, or you didn't buy a korban ha-shem yet, is Yosef, v'yov v'yashamay, use this money that you have to spend now, the keren v'chemish, to bring it, to buy your korban oshem. What's going to be korav chatos, at least you already bought your korban chatos already. So then, what do you do with this money now? It says, Yechul Yom HaMelech. you have to throw the money to the Yad HaMelech. Basunsi, why? Because it's considered now like a Chatish HaKippur Baleha, and since the Chatish HaKippur Baleha is Lemisa Azla, so what did now this money also go like Lemisa, Kotz of Yad HaMelech. What's going to be Kfar Korbu Hashem? So you already brought your Korban Hashem, and now you want to first pay your Keren B'Chaymish, is Yiplu Nadava, the money now put into Nadava. But just like a Moisa of a Korban Hashem, if you had one Korban Hashem, you set aside a second one, and you mischapach with the first one, that's the lachom. Never by a chatis, it's lemisa azlam. By a korban oshin, it's l'nadava. So therefore, the money you put l'nadava. Now it's a sliver of brisa. What's going to be hanenem mikotchik adoshim? Somebody has a nor from a korban from an oil or a chatis lefnei zrikas damim. So there's nisamila on it, or else you have a nor from a muri kotchim kalim liyachas zrikas damim. If you made this zrikas damim, you have a nor from the emurim of a korban shlamim. That there's nisamila now on the Amurim. So it tells clearly, Mashanena, the money that you want to pay back now, you're carrying the Chemish, is Yiplu Nadava. You should put it into the Pushka to find the Dava, Nidva Siva. As he clearly Raya to Rav, that with the money, not that you have to buy something like a terrace, but rather you put it into the Nadava. Now it says, Kol Kabonas HaMizbeach. Any Korban is supposed to go on the Mizbeach, Le Mizbeach. What you do with it, the money of it, use it for Mizbeach. Korbanos Kotshe Bedegabayis, somebody had Anor, somebody is over near Samila from a Korban, that's only for Bedegabayis, then you have to pay back Ikerim V'Chemish. What do you do with it? Is the money you should give over to Bedegabayis. Korbanos Tziba, let's say somebody had Anor from a Korban Tziba, and now you want to pay back Ikerim V'Chemish, is the money should be spent, L'Nidvat Tziba, should be put in the Pushka, with a Bain Adavis with a Korban Tziba. So that's what this Brisa says. I call upon him, it's a riot to Rav. But now the Gemara Stami has the Kasha, Gufa Kasha. I have a steer in this Brisa alone. There's something wrong with the Brisa itself. It starts off saying, actually, Korva Chatosev, you didn't, well, you first set aside the money, and you had enough of the money. So now when you bring back the Keren V'Chemish, if you didn't bring your Chatos yet, get on this money to buy a bigger Chatos. Yosef Yavi Chatosev. Misha Korva Chatosev. Let's see, you already brought your Chatos then. So then it says, Yechol Yem HaMelech. Then this money is like considered like a moiser of a korban chatas that goes to misazla. So with the money you have to throw away in the Yad HaMelech. Then the Kotana, then it says at the end of the Brice, it says that kol korbanos hamizbeach, any korban is only for mizbeach, la mizbeach. Then what do you do with the money? You put the money to buy another korban. Here it's mashm, even though we're talking about a korban chatas, and even though you already brought your chatas, the money now, the keren v'chaymish that you pay up now, bring it to buy another korban. And before we just got finished saying, it's lemisazla, you have to throw the money, Yom HaMelech. And here it's mashma, no, you put the money, you can bring a carbon. It's mashma kol carbonus, any carbon, even a carbon chatas also. That even though you already brought the carbon, if you had enough from it before, now when you bring a carbon b'chemish, mashma use it to buy another carbon. So it's a stira. Lumizbeach. Voloshna di chapa bailim, voloshna echad loye chapa. Masha, whether the Bailam have its kapor, brought the korban, or didn't bring the korban yet, still the money of the Keren B'Chemish goes for a korban. So to steer it, to the Reshit says that when you already had your kapor, when you carve the korban, then the money goes lemisa, the money goes l'liyam ha-melech. So to steer it. So where it says no, I'll answer you like this. Reshit Rabbi Shimoni. End of time. The Reshit that says it goes lemisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The yom that he holds, Kol Chatosa Shekipro Baile Baileho, any time the owner of the Korban Chatos has its kapara, like we have two kabonis, as soon as he brings one in the mechapa with one, the other one is Thomas, it always goes Lemisa. Therefore this money also, since you already brought your Korban Chatos, the money has to go to Yom HaMelech. That's the erasure. Now the answer to the Sefer is, the Sefer, the Gemara of Yitzhak, here the Sefer, Atei Rabban, goes according to Rabban and Chita. That they hold that when do we say a chatis is lemisazla, that's only if you find the second chatis after you already brought the first chatis, where you were first mafresh one chatis and you lost it and you brought a second one. That after you brought the second one, then you find the first one, that's when the Rabbanan says lemisazla. But if you find the first one before you mark up the second one, then it's not lemisazla. See, also you had your korban chatis and you were moil, you had a no from it. Now, you realize that you were over the Yisrael before you brought the korban. So as soon as you realize that it was chal achiv upon you then to pay the keren b'chemish. So it's like you found the money before you brought your carbon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's taka naplam, according to the Rabbanan Shita, it's naplam misazla. So therefore that's the faith for this brayta that says, if you have your money, even if you didn't set it aside, but as long as you knew that you have to pay the keren b'chemish before you actually brought the chatis, so it's not called the misazla. Therefore with the money use it to buy a karbonis. Omer Rav Gvira the Veiksil, L'Ravashi, Hoch Yom Rabbi is the same teretz also. Said Reisha Rabbi Shimon, the Sefer Rabbanan, and the Chlam and Sefer goes according to Rabbanan. Yeah. And Omer Rava says that our Koman, everybody agrees, Shimnena mi Bosa Kotsha Kadoshim, if you have a no from the Bosa Kodesh Kadoshim, Shinitra became Tomei, Rav Mimu and Kotsha Kalam, Yachashel Noam, is Potter. Alright, yes, we'll stop here. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.